Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Raheem Sterling has identified Manchester City's unity as the key to their winning run rather than their technical ability. City restored their three-point lead at the top of the standings on Wednesday as they emerged 2-0 winners at Burnley, making it 13 straight victories in all competitions. Pep Guardiola insisted after the game that life will only get harder for his players now as they enter a tough run of fixtures, starting with a trip to Champions Liverpool on Sunday. Sterling, who got the second at Turf Moor shortly before half-time after Gabriel Jesus's early opener, said the players would not change their mindset for the match this weekend. He said, "It's togetherness. You see how difficult it's been for not just us, but everyone. It's about grinding out results, and that's what we've been doing." Moving on, Manchester City's Premier League trip to Everton has been rearranged for February 17th. The fixture should have originally taken place on the 29th of December, but was postponed after a COVID outbreak among the City squad. With the fixture list already truncated, identifying a new date is not straightforward this season, but the game has now been penciled in. The game will kick off at 8:15pm and will be shown on Amazon Prime. Finally, Manchester City have been tipped to rival Chelsea for the services of Borussia Dortmund striker Erling Braut Haaland. According to reports, City are prepared to blow his suitors out of the water with a £100 million bid this summer. Boss Guardiola is eager to find a replacement for Sergio Aguero, with the Argentine striker nearing the end of his contract with the club. Injuries and illness have limited Aguero's impact this season, and City may be ready to part company with their all-time leading scorer. It's no surprise to see City linked with Haaland, and they are unlikely to be the last club to throw their hat into the ring. That's all for now. We'll have more later.